Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My full name is Paul Cullen. I'm on the developer course and I'm from Merthyr Tydfil in Wales.
Okay, Paul, first of all, what first got you into video games?
Probably my father. I've been playing computers since about 5 on the Spectrum, that's where I started. So since then, Manic Miner, that was the game that got me into it.
So what made you decide you wanted to forge a career in the games industry?
Well, I've always been into games, as I said, and I used to program on the Spectrum, on the Amiga and things like that. I've had every pretty much every console that come out.
So what got you into programming and all these computers over the years?
I don't know, I just had the brain for it, I suppose. I used to love programming little things on the Spectrum, little games from magazines, putting in thousands of lines of code and then it didn't work, and then finding the problem. But I've never really programmed any games because I didn't know how to, really.
And is this why you decided to join the Train to Game game developer course?
It is, yeah.
So what does your partner think about you doing a Train to Game course?
She's okay with it, she thinks it's good. I mean, she's seen some of the programs I've written. Her sister works for Nintendo, advertising for games. I think she was on the new Zelda game, she was advertising that.
Tell us a bit about yourself, what do you do?
I'm a musician, playing pubs and bars. I played in Europe, played in Denmark, Sweden, places like that.
How do you find fitting the Train to Game course around the rest of your life then?
As I said, I've been ill for the past couple of months. I've been in hospital and stuff, but I haven't had a real chance to get into it.
What's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
I haven't really got stuck into it that much, but just making little games from the first book, just making a little platform game, which I enjoyed doing because I love platform games. So that's my favourite part so far. And I've got a bit of knowledge about C++ and other languages already, so I'm sure I'll get to a point where it'll fry my brain, but it's going alright so far.
And what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
Put together a portfolio, learn more C++, incorporate that with other languages, and learn databases and things like that, and how to put them in games, and, you know, just a head start to make it easier for me to get into the industry, you know.
How useful have you found the Train to Game forum so far?
I've met a couple of people, actually. I met up with a couple of people in Cardiff a few months ago, and they want to work on a game with me when, you know, when we've all got further into the course.
So how do you see yourself entering the games industry? Would you like to get a role as an established developer, or do you want to form your own studio with other Train to Game students as an indie?
Well, yeah, that sounds good. An indie one would be perfect, you know, because I've got some ideas, and I'm quite good at getting mid round stuff. And the two lads I met up with, they've got some good ideas for games, so hopefully we'll get to a point where we can develop it more. It's just, you know, ideas at the moment.
Could you see your music career and your games career joining together at all?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I use a lot of software to record stuff at home, like Cubase and Fruity Loops and things like that. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to knock up a little background music for a game, I suppose.
What would your ideal job in the games industry be then?
Just be a part of a team, maybe, and learn new things and get better and further into a career.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.